It is with humble respect that we present highlights of the life and death of a great American, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States. It is our hope and intention that this recording will become a living memory and permanent record of history in the making during our lifetime, and an inspiration to future generations.
I give to you Senator Jack Kennedy.
Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I first of all want to express my appreciation to all of you. I know you've been standing for quite a few minutes, so I can see you. I've been standing for 3 months, so I know how tough it is. I also want to express my appreciation to my old and valued friend, Clem Zablocki. He took on the honorary chairmanship of this campaign all over the state of Wisconsin 6 months ago. Clem Zablocki and I sponsor a bill together. The Zablocki-Kennedy bill, as he calls it, the Kennedy-Zablocki bill, as I sometimes refer to it. But that bill, which you may not have ever heard about, provides that the Battle Act shall be amended, and it shall be possible for surplus foods and surplus things that we have in this country to be made available to the people behind the Iron Curtain. Unbelievable! We would have passed that bill two years ago, but it failed by one vote in the Senate when the President withdrew his support on the day the bill was coming up to vote. That's how important the office of the presidency is. He shall determine what shall be our policy on Berlin. He shall determine whether we shall be at war or peace. This is the key office, and I run for the presidency because, like you, I have strong ideas about what this country must do. I have strong ideas about the United States playing a great role in a historic moment when the cause of freedom is endangered all over the world, when the United States stands as the only sentry at the gate, when we can see the campfires of the enemy burning on distant hills. That's what this issue today, that's what we are attempting to determine in the coming months and years. All of us, as Americans, are going to be called out of the ranks. Our courage is going to be tested. And I am confident that we are going to give the same affirmative answer. That's what I think this election is about. That's what we're going to begin to do on next Tuesday. Thank you.
And Kennedy they had. On January 20th, 1961, John F. Kennedy took the oath of office of the President of the United States.
Do John Fitzgerald Kennedy do solemnly swear?
I, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear
that you will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of your ability,
and will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.